Hello?
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nina. I need to advise you the call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hey, my name is Alicia Patterson, and I was trying to file for my unemployment.
Okay, I'll be happy to file a new claim for you. What is your Social Security number?
424-37-9939.
May I have your name and your mother's maiden name?
Talicia Patterson, Joyce Rudolph.
And what is your date of birth and your driver's license number?
11-15-91-8626-731.
Okay, you're reopening?
Yes, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you worked since you last filed an unemployment compensation claim?
Yes, ma'am, I have. That's why I stopped the last time, because I had got a job.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No, ma'am.
And what was your last day worked?
Let me look on my calendar. I'm so sorry. Do you want the last day I worked or the day they ended my assignment?
That's the same day.
No, they didn't end it on the same day.
I don't understand.
The day that the last day I worked, it was on my last. They didn't end my assignment till the next week.
Okay, I need the last day worked, meaning the last day that you clocked in and clocked out.
Okay, it was I didn't work last week, so it was on. It was on July the 31st.
July 31st, 2024?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Do you have a middle initial?
J.
Have you worked up under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked up under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And what is your mobile telephone number?
256-294-0929.
256-294-0929.
Correct.
And your date of birth is November 15th, 1991.
Correct.
And your mother's maiden name is Rudolph?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have an Alabama driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
That driver's license number is 862-6731.
Correct.
And what is your race?
Black.
And are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
None.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Check.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And what is your residential address?
It's 1011 Michael Lane. And that's Aniston 36207.
And that's 1011 Michael, Michael Lane, Anniston, Alabama, 36207.
Correct.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
And what was your occupation?
Nothing. Now, I was a production associate.
Are you seeking production work?
Yes, ma'am. I just haven't got any luck so far.
Are you in a union?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
I can't work third shift, but I can work first and second.
Okay, so you want me to put no?
Yeah, no, I can't work all three shifts.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'll say about 50 as of right now because I don't have transportation.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Like $14.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you are approved for payments, and there are fees that might be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I would do direct deposit.
And what is the name of the bank?
Chime.
Okay, we can't do Chime. That's online banking. Do you have a physical bank?
No, ma'am. I just have to get a card.
And the name of your last employer?
I was working at Honda, but it was through Kelly Services. So I'm going to say Kelly Services.
And may I have their telephone number?
Let me see a number I can give you. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to my messages.
Okay.
Is it okay if I give you? What in the world are my messages? This is crazy. Well, never mind, I forgot this is a new phone. So, I was talking to them through email. Is it okay? Can y'all reach people by email?
No.
No. Ooh.
And what city and state the work was performed in?
Their office was inside of the Honda building.
No, where you worked at? What city you worked in?
Lincoln, Alabama.
And the first day you started working there and the last day?
The first day was June the 17th, and the last day I was working there was July the 31st.
June 17th of this year?
Yes.
June 17, 2024 to July 31st, 2024. And did you find their phone number?
No, so I got another phone. I had to get a new phone. My auntie got a phone for me. I had to give my kid's father his phone back. And the only way I was getting, I didn't even have time to give them my new phone number because I see that I just got this phone on July the 26th. So I was talking to them through email. I just have all the emails right here. Let me see if I can... Wait, hold on. I can't get that number. Let me see if all my pictures went to this phone like I tried to. I took a picture of their number when I first started working. So give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I got it. Let me make sure. Let me see. Okay, my last day was 31st, yeah. Let me go to the 31st because I had to call in, of course. I think this is their number. Because I remember that they had sent us an email. No, a message, and they had told us that they had to change their number in the system, too. And it was only one number because they were having so many numbers for different people. But I'm just, never mind. I'm going to just give you this number that I had took a picture of, and hopefully there's somebody still. But let me see. Line one, I was working on line one. That number is
256-223-3380. And that's the number that you called?
That is the number that I took the picture of. I'm trying to, because I don't want to give you the wrong number, because I see there's two numbers sitting up here with, it's two numbers that I had called. I don't want to sit here and try to give you the wrong number.
Now, I Googled it, and it says call 800.kelly.01.
Okay. So, because it's another number right here that I got, but it's it's a 256, it's a Huntsville number, though. It's 256-864-6494.
Okay. I'm going to, if you don't mind, I can use the number that I Googled. For Kelly Services Global.
Oh, here's the number right here. Her name is Jennifer Waldrop. She's the HR lady.
That's the number I need.
Okay, her. This number is
205-583-7373.
205-583-7373. That's correct. And her name is Jennifer Waldrop.
And why are you no longer working?
Because transportation, and I pointed out. For one, I did not know that I had a court date the first time I had missed work. I had a court date. They don't accept court dates. Excuses for that. And they put me at level two instead of a level one. We have four levels and all. And my car started, it needed an alternator. And so it started cutting off, and I would have to jump off to turn it back on. And transportation just messed up on me. And I just didn't have nobody to depend on to come and give me a jump off at 5 o'clock in the morning to get to work.
Okay, you say you were unable to get a ride at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, get a jump off, let alone another ride. Then I don't really have nobody there for help. Too many people I can't depend on.
Okay, and you said that you pointed out the max level for transportation issues, car broke down, I was unable to get a ride or a jump off at 4 p.m.
A.M.
A.M. I'm sorry.
Yes,
I have A.M. on here.
And then it's a girl that I know. She had told me when she had she sent me a text message because she worked for HR, and she had sent me a text message, and she was like, well, they've been trying to get in touch with you, because I did call in Thursday and Friday. I had called in to let them know, and she told me that next week. She was like, well, we've been trying to get in touch with you. I'm like, well, there's no way, because Miss Elizabeth, that's the person who I had to contact, Miss Elizabeth. I had to contact her. She was the one that was working and Honda line one, which is the line I worked in. We had to report to her. She knew when I told her that I didn't have no phone. Before I got this phone, I said, just email me. That's the only way I can get in touch with me. So that's why I got so many emails, and it was hard for me to get a number. And when I checked my email, they sending me all this stuff about discounts I can get with other things if I go to another store and buy them, but they didn't send me no email about my my job or anything. But then right after that, when I asked her was I fired, and she said, yeah, that's when they sent me an email confirming into my assignment. It was crazy.
Okay, and the name and title of the person who discharged you?
Keandra, let me see. I want to spell her name just right. Let me go to, I'm going to just go to the, her name, Kendra Mixon. She's the one who sent me the email into my assignment. She sent this letter to me.
And what is her title?
I don't. You know what? I really don't know. I just know that I didn't know Kendra Mixon actually worked at first. I just know that she, here, I guess she just works in the office. Because I just know Jessica Waldrop, I know for a fact that she's HR. But Kendra, I guess she worked, I guess she's HR too. I'm not sure because she fired me.
Okay, and the date of discharge?
August the 6th is that she discharged me. That's what's on this letter right here.
Okay, and what did you commit the act that your employer alleged?
Ma'am?
Are you guilty of being absent?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I admit it.
Any prior warnings for same or similar act?
Yeah, when I had to, when I had went to court, they had gave me a warning, told me they had gave me a level 2 instead of a level 1.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No, ma'am.
Holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties. You certify that all of your answers are true and correct? Okay, bear with me. And what was your middle initial?
J. Thank you.
Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits.
Ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits.
Okay.
Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? Excuse me. Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 2001 Oldsmobile Bravada, 2008 Dodge Nitro, 2009 Acura RDX, 2010 GMC Terrain or Terrain.
Neither one.
Which of the following telephone numbers have you ever been associated with? 256 343, what, 256 343 2158, 256 343 3289, 256 343 7286, 256 343 8683.
Neither one of them. That 3289, that sounds familiar. Is my sister, is that my sister? Is her name, is her, that's, I'm on this line. Because I'm not on this phone by myself. So that one sounds, that sounds like my sister's number. Oh, no, her is 8759. Never mind. I done had so many different numbers. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay, not a problem. Okay, you said that. Which one sounds familiar?
I thought it was a 32, we said 3289 or 3298. That one had sounded familiar, but no, my sister number is 8759 because I'm on the line with somebody else, my sister and my auntie. But can you call the numbers out again? Because I know the last two. I know I ain't got them. I never had them numbers.
I'm 256-343-3289, 256-343-2158, 256-343-7286, 256-343-8683.
I ain't never had no 343 number.
Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? 256-600-3966, 256-600-5740, 256-600-5940, 256-600-7069.
Oh my God, I don't know. I did have a 300 number. Dang, how long ago was that? I don't know. 600. Can you call the first two again?
256-600-3966, 256-600-5740.
5740, that sounds familiar. I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. I'm going to say the 5740. But I don't know.
Okay, not a problem. It was right.
For real?
It was none of those on either one. Very
okay,
good.
Because I mean, it'd be sounding for me, but I'm like, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know.
It's neither one of those, because believe me, when somebody calls out an old number, you're going to remember something about that number. So if you didn't hear
right.
it didn't ding. It didn't ding on you. I mean, you know, I understand.
Right.
You hereby file a claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes, ma'am.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim.
Okay.
However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, file your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal. Click File Weekly Certification button on the home page or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday at 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Your PIN number is 1991.
Okay.
Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standings with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, claimants attending directly approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Call Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with us with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision is made on your claim. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and complete three work searches contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have any questions about the closing statement?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so between now and Sunday, you have to update your resume on the website alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
A resume?
Yes, you have to update your resume. You can either go to the Career Center. They'll be able to help you update your resume on that website, alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Okay, and I got to send y'all the resume?
No, you have to upload it to that website, Alabama Works, the Alabama Works website.
Okay.
AlabamaWorks.alabama.gov. Alabama is spelled out each time.
Okay.
And do your three work search. No, and do your three work searches. That's what you have to do before Sunday. Come Sunday, you have to start.
I can go to the Career Center, and they can help me, and I just upload a resume and
do your three work searches.
Okay, so that means just putting in 3 applications?
Yes, work searches, okay. Job searches.
Okay.
And then come Sunday, that's when you start doing weekly certifications every week, and that's this Sunday. You can call in. The phone number is 800-752-7389.
Okay.
And then on the weekly certification, try to do a Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. Don't wait till Friday.
Okay.
It's going to ask you about your 3 work searches. And so that's what you do every week. Do your work searches. Do your weekly certification every week in your work searches.
Okay. All right, then.
The transaction number, this confirms I've submitted your, reopened your claim for you. That number is 498.
498.
069-305.
And I have to put that number in when?
No, this is your, that's just a confirmation that I reopened your claim.
Oh, okay.
Your 1991 is your PIN number. That's what you would have to use when you do your weekly certification.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any further assistance I can help you with today?
That'll be all.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
You too.
Thank you.